Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 1808. Today, on the occasion of Father's Day here in the United States, I'm going to run down the top 7 dads in Star Wars. Let's go. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. We're going to run down the top 7 fathers in the Star Wars galaxy, and I'm going to start with number 7 with one of those rule-bending ones, which is Jango Fett, right? So technically a dad to Boba Fett, even though he's not really a dad, like it's an exact clone, okay? So yeah, and certainly, you know, the pros are that he definitely involved Boba in all of his activities. They did lots of things together, like shooting up Jedi and whatnot, but unfortunately, they also did dangerous things together, like being in battle situations. And sadly, Jango had to subject Boba to the horrible sight of his beheading by Mace Windu, so not exactly a great parenting move. And now we'll move on to our 6th top dad in the Star Wars universe, and that would be Anakin Skywalker, because at least when he realized that he had a kid, he was trying to search the galaxy far and wide to make contact with the kid and have some sort of relationship with him. Unfortunately, that kind of relationship was to rule the galaxy as an evil father and son, and when his son said no, he cut his hand off. That's not very nice and fatherly, but, you know, he kind of did redeem himself in that regard by throwing the crazy old man that was shooting his son with lightning to his death, even though his son had just cut off his own hand mere moments before. So yeah, Anakin had a very complicated relationship with his son, but ultimately just wanted to spend more time with him, so he takes number 6 on our list. And then we move on to number 5, who maybe didn't want to spend as much time with his son as he might have done, or just felt weird about it, and that's Han Solo. And so, yeah, unfortunately, his son turned out rather badly. Ben Solo is laying waste to the galaxy right now, and it doesn't look like he's going to be redeemed at any point. So this is kind of bad, and as we know, Han would, you know, rather have been on adventures and was definitely not the best father, even though it seems like he was trying his best when he was around. But yeah, it's probably a lot of pressure, and there were just things that, you know, he wanted to teach Ben that Ben wasn't interested in teaching, and they just couldn't, you know, cross the divide, unfortunately. And, you know, he turned out to be a really evil kid, or at least a kid who could be influenced by something really evil and let it take over his life. So yeah, unfortunately, gotta lay a little bit of that at the foot of Han Solo, I would say, but, you know, not all of it. I think he definitely had better intentions than say, Anakin Skywalker did in being a dad. So yeah, we'll put him above Anakin as a result. All right, number 4 on the top dads of Star Wars is Uncle Owen Lars. And yeah, I know this is another rule bending of a sort, because obviously he's not really Luke Skywalker's dad, and, you know, like, it's puzzling why he wasn't named Luke Lars, really, just to keep the whole Skywalker thing hush-hush, right? But Owen certainly cared about keeping Luke safe, and that meant also keeping Obi-Wan Kenobi away, because he was afraid that if he got tied up with Obi-Wan, or, you know, into the stuff that Obi-Wan was doing, that it would lead to his demise, and he was trying to protect Luke. And yet he was overprotective and ultimately did not want Luke to realize his full potential. And so, yeah, he was definitely, he thought he was doing the right thing and was just being a little bit harder about it than need be. Man, it was also a very dangerous time, and it was a death sentence if they found him, and it turned out to be a death sentence after all. It wasn't even his kid, so yeah, he gets extra points for that one. All right, in 3rd place is Rui Nabeiri, and that would be Padme's dad. He definitely raised a very strong, confident daughter, one who would become queen and be elected for 2 terms, and was so popular that they tried to abolish term limits so she could stay queen. And of course, she said no, she did the right thing, and she ultimately became a senator at the request of the following queen and did her best to be a part of a faction of the Galactic Senate that tried to keep the galaxy and the Galactic Republic from swinging to too militaristic a bent of things, even though she wasn't ultimately successful. But apparently he was also a very strict father as well, and there was some concern about the idea of Padme going into senatorial duties and that it was going to be a difficult conversation as well. So yeah, you know, he certainly raised a fine, upstanding citizen and somebody who contributed great things to the galaxy, but was also, you know, maybe just a barest bit strict or a little too strict. Maybe not Uncle Owen strict, but yeah, certainly created his, you know, own sense of power in the family. So he's going to go on our number 3 spot. Number 2 is a gentleman named Kes Dameron, and that would be Poe Dameron's dad, who, based on, I guess, sort of a bit of retconning, if you will, was actually in Return of the Jedi somewhere, because he was part of the Special Forces Pathfinders that were on the ground on Endor and got the shield bunker to blow up. And ultimately, once the war was over, he retired with his wife Shara Bey, who was an A-wing pilot at the Battle of Endor, and they retired to Yavin 4. And unfortunately, Shara died before, you know, like died when Poe was young, I should say. And Kes raised Poe Dameron as a single dad, as far as we know. We haven't heard any business about him remarrying or anything like that, but he certainly, you know, under difficult circumstances, being a single father to a young child, raised a fine, upstanding young man, even though that upstanding young man was also a little bit uppity as well. But hey, you know, that's a tough job being a single parent, so good on Kes Dameron for raising a fine young man, all things considered. And so now I'm going to take a quick break and we'll reveal the number one dad in the Star Wars universe right afterwards. Stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. If you've got a business that needs to reach a dedicated audience of Star Wars fans, or you know somebody who does, then you might want to reach out to me. I've got a show that reaches thousands of people between the audio version, the video version, and our social media channels, and I'd love to find out how I can help you with your business ventures too. Just reach out at sw7x7.com/sponsors, that's plural, S-P-O-N-S-O-R-S, that's sw7x7.com/sponsors, and let's see how we can work together. Welcome back. All right, so here we go. The number one dad in the Star Wars universe will be, drum roll please, Bail Organa. Yes, indeed. And this is another bending of the rules of sorts, because like Owen Lars, he is an adoptive father, but still a father nonetheless. The father of Leia Organa, and also the Viceroy of the planet Alderaan, who also started a secret rebel movement against the Empire because he wanted the galaxy to be free of this horrible, despotic iron grip and create a wonderful world for future generations, including his daughter, his adoptive daughter, Leia Organa, who he tried to keep secret, you know, his whole, you know, all this stuff, and yet trained her to be the perfect Alderaanian and somebody who was going to eventually assume the throne of Alderaan someday. But once she found out what was really going on behind the scenes, he made her a part of what they were doing together as well. I guess similar to Jango Fett in its way, so, you know, there's something kind of bad about that. But, you know, it's a different kind of situation. You know, Jango was a bounty hunter and just a, you know, a guy out for his own interests. He was a mercenary. But Bail Organa, by contrast, definitely had some very high ideals in mind when he was doing the things that he was doing, and ultimately wanted to keep Leia out, and she was just too strong-willed. They'd raised her to be strong and confident as well. And so, yeah, he did the best he could, and then once he realized that he couldn't keep her out of it, then he made sure that she had the best training possible to be able to do the right thing and take care of herself and help the galaxy, which she ultimately did. She was crucial to getting the galaxy out from under the grip of the Emperor. And so there you go. Bail Organa is topping my list as the number one dad in the Star Wars universe. I would love to hear who you think the best dad in Star Wars is, so drop me a line wherever you catch this episode or at home base for the show at sw7x7.com. And that is going to do it for today. Thank you again for joining me as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademarks and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.